Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. Make sure you visit carlsoncast.com for more information on how to subscribe. Today's episode, we're on the line with Chris Frangiola. Before we go any further, I should remind you that today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Sapori Cafe and Catering, Rochester's favorite place to eat. You can have them cater any party or event, or go have lunch inside the Powers Building atrium. Well, when things get back to normal. Also by our friends at Three Heads Brewing, makers of Rochester's most delicious beer. Remember, folks, do good things and always be kind. And now, let's start the show. Joining us on the line today is our pal Chris Frangiola. How is everything in Van Nuys, my friend?
We're good, you know. We're as good as can be expected, hiding in the backyard, and that's it.
You got a really cool Hunter S. Thompson vibe going on there. I just have to say.
Yeah, well, no, this is just me. It's a Dusty Slay sent me a hat. You guys know Dusty, right?
Yeah, I love Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty and I did Lights Out on, you know, we did the new version of Lights Out, which is on David Spade's Instagram, and Dusty sent me a hat.
Let's talk about that real quick before we go down the road of what's happening in the pandemic and you whip out your cigarette holder there,
okay,
Hunter.
Yeah, and head to Vegas.
You were working on David Spade's show, and it was going very well. That show was picking up traction. People were liking it. You were getting big guests.
To be honest with you, I have no idea. I don't think David Spade has any idea. I don't think I did it the night before, and then I learned about the cancellation on one of the writers' Instagrams. I didn't even know anything about it.
Yeah, that was a shock.
Yeah.
Was it an expensive show to produce?
I think it had a lot to do with what is happening now. I think I just don't think they see these type of shows coming back, you know, where there's a live studio audience and they had to have a larger studio for that reason. So perhaps that's it. You know, I don't know.
Really think that the human species is going to like exist now, like in a bubble away from everybody? Is that really what the future looks like?
That's what I hear, but that's what people are saying. I was reading some stuff yesterday about, you know, some of the plans they have to bring Hollywood back, you know, slowly. And it's just so ridiculous, some of these things that they're proposing. It's
like unbelievable.
It wouldn't even be possible. Well, no longer shooting on location anywhere. Everything will be shot on some sort of set. So, you know, if you have a New York City movie, no, you can't shoot in New York City. You'll shoot it on a New York City type set or anything like that. Individual trailers for everybody. Skeleton crews, like where you'd be on a movie set where there'd normally be, you know, 200 people working, there'd be, you know, 15.
What, catering is going to be Grubhub?
Yeah. Oh, catering. Don't forget about it. I mean, forget about catering. I don't even know how they're going to deal with that.
So, I mean, we're talking about temporary precautions at the moment. We're not talking about the new normal, are we?
I don't know. I know that, you know, they have a bunch of people working on it. I mean, right now, Hollywood is just closed and there's no signs of it opening. I mean, they're certainly not shooting anything, TV shows, movies, or otherwise. So, and I don't know when, I haven't heard anything about any of anyone coming back to start doing anything.
I always wonder what if,
so
like,
that as well.
I always wonder, like, what if Hollywood and even like other companies find out that working like this is more cost effective? You know, if they realize, oh, if we don't shoot on location,
exactly,
it saves us some money. People working at home, maybe that saves us some money. And it just winds up being like, hey, we survived it. Let's just keep doing it.
Well, I think that's kind of what's happening with some of these. You know, like Jimmy Fallon shooting his thing from home. And I honestly think the ratings are equal or maybe if not better than they would be from his studio. So they're probably like, why not just have him do it from his kitchen with his two daughters, you know, sitting with him? I don't know. I think people, this is like we were saying earlier, I think this is going to wear off. This is cute now, watching, you know, Fallon and all those guys from home. But I don't think people are going to want that for too long.
Yeah, one of his daughters is pretty weak. I don't think she holds up.
She's not cutting it. Yeah.
So
it's funny. I love John Oliver's show, and I was watching it last night, and without the live studio audience, it just doesn't work. I mean, it feels like the jokes are falling flat. I know they're not, but it's just weird.
He seems kind of mean when there's not an audience there laughing.
Exactly, right. It doesn't work. And yeah. Same with Bill Maher's show. He's doing it out of his backyard. And the jokes seem cheesier when you don't hear the laughs. And I don't know. It's not working for me, any of this stuff.
And that's the thing. People don't realize when you get down to the very base of what stand-up comedy is, it's joke reaction. And when you take away the reaction,
right,
nothing feels right.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel right.
Right.
And there's no way around that.
No way around it. There's no way around it. And there's no way around any – I don't know if you guys watched that thing the other night, that global concert that Lady Gaga put on. But
no.
I mean, no, oh, I God, don't. It was so – well, you know, it was bands. I kind of wanted to see the Rolling Stones, some other stuff. But it was so boring because it was people sitting in their living room. It wasn't Live Aid where, you know, it was in front of 100,000 people in Philadelphia. And it was like after 15 minutes, I was like, all right, they're good singers, but I'm bored out of my mind watching them just sing by themselves into an iPhone.
Right. Well, you're out there on the West Coast and you know a lot of celebrities and you follow pop culture very closely. I guess my question is, which celebrities do you think are losing their minds the most right now, in your opinion?
Well, it's funny that you say that because I predicted it right when this all began. I said, we're going to start to see celebrities losing their mind because for the first time, probably for most of them, there's no red carpet. There's really nowhere to be. There's nobody kissing their ass. And they got to find a way for somebody to kiss their ass. So whether it be on Zoom or however they're going to do it, Instagram, whatever. And, you know, when they were doing these live, you know, a lot of them were doing like live Facebook. And they start, you know, you hear celebrities start talking off script, no script, for more than an hour, eventually you're going to say something stupid. You know, and you had your Vanessa Hudgens and some other people say some dumb things early on. And then I think they started to be a little more protective of it. But yeah, I mean, you know, Jennifer Lopez, none of them can shut up for more than 5 minutes.
How bad is it going to be for them, like, you know, when you do have to go out in public and wear a mask? And then nobody's going to know who they are. I mean, how's that anonymity just going to ruin their psyches?
Well, the funny thing, like yesterday I saw something where Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod were at a gym in Miami, you know, just out there, no masks on either one of them. So I get, who knows? You know, but
I didn't realize that steroids were the cure for the coronavirus, A-Rod. I wasn't aware.
it'll cure more than you think.
It would be nice if it was. Yeah. So it's wild.
It's got to be a nightmare for publicists when your person is just going on Instagram Live for an hour. You're like, no,
stop it. Don't. Yeah. I mean, because honestly, for the most part, outside of a movie, we don't really hear celebrities talk for more than, 3 minutes on a talk show or something. So when they start going into, like, over 15 minutes, you know, oh, boy, we're going to hear something. Like, I'd love to hear Nick Nolte, one of these guys who are just old school, just start talking for an hour and all the horrible things they'll say.
I would watch Nick Nolte's live stream. Oh, my God.
James Woods has been doing it for like 3 years now. So you could still, if you want to hear some real crazy stuff, go follow his tirades.
But yeah, let John Voight ramble on for a couple hours. That'd be great.
Yeah, just him talking about how his daughter doesn't talk to him anymore. That'll be good.
Right, yeah, start crying.
I bet John Voight would cry. Yeah, so I was going to say he would cry before an hour.
Yeah, I think I've actually seen him crying about it on something.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so it's a strange new world. And I don't know where you guys stand on the whole thing, but I'm starting, like, I never thought I would miss checking into, like, a Hilton Garden Inn in Omaha, but I'm starting to miss, you know, just getting in on a Thursday and doing the weekend of shows. And, you know, I had to cancel. I mean, the last 3 weeks were all, I was out on the road. I was in Tacoma, Spokane. I was supposed to be, but didn't. And now, I mean, I'm canceled up until July. It looks like I don't see them, you know, so pretty much July.
It's wild the way this has changed the comedy business, apart from, you know, us talking earlier about, you know, easing the occupancy in places and making tables further apart and stuff like that. But people don't realize that this is a whole small industry around the country that's just completely shut down, just like all the other ones.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think it's really thought of like in the consciousness of people. I don't think they're really thinking about how this is going to change comedy or that kind of thing.
And you guys probably know, I mean, if you're dealing with like a, you know, like a independently owned club like you guys are, and some of the other ones I play, like the profit margin, I believe, is probably not that great. You know, they got to be doing shows every weekend in order to survive. So some of these guys, some of these clubs I love doing, yours and, you know, you guys included, I just don't know if they could take a year off where they're just not doing anything. You know, they don't even have the luxury of what some restaurants are able to do, you know, with to-go orders, things like that. They're not making any money.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Interesting fact, our GM, Mark, you know Mark.
Yeah.
We had a little Skype episode with them, with our owner, Suresh and Mark, last week. And
yeah,
they feel like they're going to come out of this stronger. Like they have some ideas on ways they're going to do things because of the way the booking's working now, how theaters are pushing everything back and bigger acts aren't going to be able to play the theaters anymore. They think we're going to be able to open up a couple extra nights a week. Hopefully.
Well, that's a great attitude. And I have heard that just before everything went to shit, I was performing in Utah and there was a manager there with another comedian of mine, friend of mine. And she was saying that, like, the theaters, forget it. They're not putting 3,000 people in anywhere. Yeah. So those guys, you know, whoever it may be, Segura, Eliza, those type of people are going to have to come back to larger, you know, like you guys, 400 seats, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So that probably will be the case.
And the weird thing is there's not a lot of 800-seat comedy clubs that are going to cut their occupancy in half and get down to 400 seats, you know? They're going to be taking a lot smaller clubs. They're
right, have right.
To. Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah,
it's
you have to.
Now,
but will it be worth it for guys like that? You know, like a guy who, like Segura, say, for instance, who's out on the road playing theaters, probably making, you know, $3 million a year playing theaters. Will it be financially, like, would he get on the plane to go for 5,000? You know, it's just, I don't know if it'll be worth it.
Right. It's a
whole. Depends on how well they save their millions. We'll know who kept the money in the savings account and who didn't.
Real quick.
Yeah, you'll start seeing that real quick. You'll start seeing it now. You know, you see a lot of guys jumping over on Cameo and things like that, where you make like these, you know, videos for people and charge $50 and, you're starting to see people go to that. There's guys out there, comedians just begging for money, basically. Like, I started a GoFundMe page for no other reason, just to, you know, can you give me some money?
Because my rent is due. I made you laugh at one time.
My cameo has been horribly unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mine was successful for about 3 days when I first started it, and then it really stopped very quickly.
That's a weird little business in itself. Like, you had one?
All in all, I've made $4,000 on Cameo. And when, you know, at the end of the year, when I do my taxes and I get a little thing from Cameo that says it's another $4,000 on the, you know, it was pretty good.
Yeah. That's a fun little surprise. Probably adds up.
It was a fun little surprise. Yeah.
It's weird though. Some of these guys that are on there, I was looking at that and some people are charging like $500 a pop for calls.
Yeah. Caitlyn Jenner charges $5,000. Yeah. Come on. if you want to get a message from Caitlyn for 3 minutes, you can charge $5,000.
I just was asking for Snickers. That's all I want.
I think you can get that without even having to go on.
I don't think he can. I do not.
No. You got to go outside to get the Snickers though. They're very valuable.
If I ever come back, to comedy on the Carlson, I'll bring you Snickers.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, just ever that time, I'll throw it at you from 6 feet away, but, you know, that's what we have to do now.
And I will intercept them.
Perfect.
He's surprisingly agile.
Yeah.
Especially when Snickers are involved. Not a lot I wouldn't do. Now, Chris, tell me the truth. I was talking to Todd Youngman earlier. Tell me the truth. Is the reason you're wearing that hat because you cut your own hair?
Well, I did cut my own hair. I'll give you that. However,
not bad.
It's not bad. It's not at its best right now, but I cut my own hair very early on in all this, just because I figured now's the time. The funny thing was, I thought
good point.
I was like, there'll be no more TV or anything for a while, so why not do whatever you wanted to do at one point in your life? But then the moment I shaved my head, I got calls from Spade. I got calls from the WGN in Chicago to come do like the thing like this, like a Zoom.
Yeah.
I was getting more work than I'd ever had, and I had to do it all with a shaved head. and these glasses. And, you know, I was looking like a complete psychopath. But
I tried cutting mine, and it came out so bad I had my wife fix it last night.
I think it's a lot.
Take the hat off.
Yeah, you can't really do the back. You know, you
pretty short. Yeah.
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 But I, you know, I see a lot of people doing it. Like I saw that actor. What's that actor? That kid who's in Call by Your Name. The little runty looking kid. What's his name? He's in a new Tron movie. Not Tron. Sorry, Dune.
Call Me by Your Name. I don't remember his name.
Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet. That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, he wound up just shaving his head. I saw a picture of it, and he does look a little better. I'll give him that. It looks better.
I wanted to shave mine. My wife wouldn't let me. I got a good head. I had it shaved before when I was in the Air Force. It looks all right.
I think you should do it. Just go. Just if now's the time. Just go for it.
That's what I said.
We'll wait. Go shave your head and then come back. To
All right. I'll
come
be
back and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting though. Like, that's another industry completely different right now. People who cut hair. That's got to suck.
Oh, forget about it. Like, oh, look at all – last night, I was watching 60 Minutes, and they were talking about restaurants and how they're all shut down and the ripple effect of closing down restaurants. You know, the farmers made all this whatever butternut squash for the restaurants. There's no restaurants. So they just had to basically take all this squash and just, bury it. Hundreds and hundreds of tons of squash and every vegetable. There's nothing they can do with all this stuff.
Yeah. But, you could grow more of it.
Of course. But now they don't know, how much should they grow? You know, are these, like you guys were saying earlier, are they going to cut capacity so much that they only need half of what they used to need? So they don't know where that's going to, it's like a crazy ripple effect of all this shit, which I don't think we're even seeing any of that yet.
Yeah.
Is the air better out there? I've been meaning to ask people that we've had on from LA, because I know lots of big cities.
Yeah.
That
have qualities, I've been reading about that, which it is, I heard it's the best it's been since like 2009 or something out here. It's honestly, when I first moved to LA, it was so bad, but it's gotten much better over the years, whatever restrictions they put on cars and everything else seems to be working. So, but it is much better. I'll say that. And I've never seen, like, L.A. is actually not a bad city when there's nobody on the roads. If you go out, there's really nowhere to be. But if you do drive, the 405 is empty, and it's amazing.
So what have you been doing to pass the time?
Oh, man. I do a podcast like you guys, which is I've been doing a lot. I was doing one a week, and I also I have a Patreon for it as well. So I find myself doing a lot of that. At least it keeps me talking and keeping abreast of like pop culture stuff, and so that's kind of fun. Other than that, honestly, not a lot. There's nothing to do. I mean, I'm not one of those guys who has to go out and do comedy in my living room for nine people. I just don't feel the need.
That's a sickness, man.
It is a sickness. Yeah, I've never been the guy who has to do it every night. I love doing it, but I don't need it every single night. I could take a break. And if there's ever been a time to take a break, it's now.
He's lying. He does it every night. He's just in a disguise. He does it in a Lucador mask.
That's masked comic. It's Frangiola.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I saw some of your Instagram videos. Good stuff. Quarantine. I dig it. Funny bit.
Quarantine. Yes. Yeah. Quarantine. Thank you. Yeah, people seem to enjoy it. It actually started. It was the last show I did. It was in Utah, and it's so crazy how fast this all came about. Because this is 5 weeks ago. I was doing a weekend at Wise Guys in Utah, sitting in my hotel room, and it started getting bad. They started like closing shit down, and even the club owner was like, "We're closing after this show tonight. We're done." And I don't know when we're going to open back up. And I had a weekend, I was going to be Dallas the next weekend. And the guy from Dallas, I kept going, should we do it? And I was like, I don't know. It feels like everything's closing. So I was sitting in my hotel room, and they canceled the last night of shows. And I came up with quarantine. So, why not? That's what I'm doing with my time, I guess.
Quarantine videos. If you haven't seen it, it's basically Chris going into, how do I put this? His character is the worst teenager that you could come up with.
Yeah, he's an angry teenager trapped in his house. The funny thing is, in some of the comments, people are like, this guy's not even really a teenager. So I don't think some people are getting it, you know.
Satire, man.
Yeah. 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 But it's been fun to do, you know. It gives me something to do. And then, you know, Spade has been fun. Spade's doing a lot of stuff online. I did some stuff for his show I honestly don't think he knew it was getting canceled. So, yeah. And I don't know if it's even canceled. They're like, it's going to find another network. But at this point, there's nothing. Nothing's even happening in LA. So, you know, I liked it. Did you watch?
Yeah, I liked it. And I still watch Spade's online stuff all the time. I love it. I watched all of his Tiger King interviews and stuff.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, Spade's such a funny guy and a nice guy. I don't know what Comedy Central was hoping for. I just don't think they were getting the numbers after the Daily Show. They were expecting it to, I don't know, keep the audience or whatever. But I don't, you know, who watches TV at 11:30 anymore? I just think that people watched it online, and it was a hit online. And that's just the way they watch TV now. But Comedy Central is slow to accept that, which is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, speaking of Spade.
Comedy Central has, as you guys know, Comedy Central's been a little off for quite some time now with their specials and with the people that they decide to nurture and the shows. I mean, outside of the ones that have been on forever, Daily Show and the guy, you know, the what's the cartoon that's huge over there? South Park. Yeah. I mean, and maybe Tosh.0. I don't think they've had a hit in 3-4 years, maybe more.
Well, they really haven't. You're absolutely right. I mean, if you look at what the channel is, it's office reruns.
It's
all day.
Yeah, all day. Yeah. It's office reruns. And so much so that I heard they were going to actually just go to a completely online presence. They were just going to be ComedyCentral.com, basically, and not even have a network.
I think they're probably a couple of years away from that.
Yeah. And I think this stuff like this, what's happening now, if you're a network or something that's on that bubble, I think this kind of shit has sped that up.
Yeah, they're definitely paying attention. They have to be because the industry has been moving in this direction. Like you said, it's being accelerated now on necessity. So they're forcing them to get their acts together. And you know, like when it comes to radio and podcasting, when you look at what podcasts have done to radio, you got to wonder what video, like live streaming and stuff like that's going to do to television. You have to wonder.
I mean, exactly. I don't know the numbers, but people are sitting at home. I don't know how many people are tuning in. More people are watching TikTok videos right now at their house than they are watching, you know, Two and a Half Men. I think.
So, yeah, I like to make Two and a Half themed men TikTok videos.
Well,
that's what I do.
You'd be a millionaire.
A gold mine.
Yeah,
it's a gold mine. Absolute gold mine.
I play the kid in all of them.
Perfect.
I was inspired by quarantine.
Yeah, quarantine.
Hey, listen, speaking of Spade, I was supposed to call him back and I can't find his number. Can you text it to me?
Let me get it for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
To be honest, Spade would probably take your call and chat with you for quite some time.
Great.
He is the nicest guy there is, and that's why he's been around so long, you know, because I think everybody is not – you won't hear many people say a bad word about David Spade.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, who's a comic he doesn't get along with? Is there anybody doesn't get along with?
No, and he loves talking stand-up and just everything about stand-up. And, that's what – I think one of the things about his show that he wanted to talk about stand-up a lot. And I think that, you know, right away they were like, I don't know if people want to sit and watch inside baseball kind of stand-up talk. But after the show's over, he'll sit and chat about how was this weekend there and how was this weekend there. And he does it even a little more on his Instagram. He gets stand-ups and talks about stand-up. He's a great guy. I love him. I didn't really know him up until this show.
Yeah, that's interesting, though, does he still own the rights to Lights Out and everything? Like, they canceled it. He still owns it?
You know, I don't know. Comedy Central apparently owns it, and Comedy Central is still going to produce it if it goes to another network. That's what I've heard. Who knows? You know, you always hear these things.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but Comedy Central is under the Viacom, you know, umbrella. Gotcha. So we could go to a Viacom channel and still be, you know, one of their property. Yeah.
They have a few over there.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Speaking of your friends, have you been able to check in with your pal Meghan Markle lately?
You know, she's back in L.A.
She back is.
Her and Harry are back here. And the funny thing is, I saw something in the paper yesterday, them delivering meals to, I mean, how soon before Harry's like, what the fuck did I do? You know,
I'm
delivering meals to like homeless people in Los Angeles, and not even the good. He came to LA and it's shut down. He didn't even get good LA. He doesn't get to like go to the good hot restaurants and stuff.
He shows up in LA when everything's shut down.
Right.
And they put him to work.
And he's got to wear a mask, and he can't even show off his cuteness or whatever, you know, to get proper. And if they think Paparazzi is going to be any better here than it or worse or whatever than London, they're insane. I mean, they're going to get.
He's probably thinking, I used to have a helicopter.
Oh, it's got to. I can't wait for the day where he's just like, this is a bad idea, delivering. I mean, he's basically a food delivery guy here in Los Angeles right now.
That was about 2 weeks ago he realized that.
It's got to be happening soon.
He's like 3.5 star on Uber Eats. Apparently, he's been giving people some attitude.
So I'm waiting for the day when I run into my old friend Megan again, and you know, we get to rekindle our old friendship.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Now, look, just seriously, though, like when you're a prince – just thinking out loud, and I'm not into what people make. I never really ask these kind of questions, but if you're a prince and you're leaving the monarchy, like, what do you think's in that guy's bank account?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. Is it? Well, I heard they're living in a $9 million house here in Los Angeles, so that's got to be. But I think they have all the money they would possibly need, right? I mean, do they even use real money, the royal family? Or
yeah, I don't think they have pay for anything. I think it's like being present. Right.
They pay for things with dismissive looks.
Right. Yeah.
Away with you. Leave it.
Yeah, that's great.
But I don't know. I find that whole situation to be very interesting. Now, what else is going on in LA? Give me a little hot gossip, Chris.
Hot gossip, you know, it's hard. It's hard right now. I don't know how these shows are doing it, like Extra and Entertainment Tonight and all these shows that have to come up with an hour's worth of celebrity news, because right now it is tough. Basically, if you go on any of these sites, these celebrity sites, whether, you know, whatever one you go on or don't go on, TMZ or any of that shit,
right,
you'll see that it's just like pictures of people, what they're wearing on their walk to go get food. You know, like Ben Affleck and his girlfriend were wearing cut-off shorts on their way to go pick up food. That's it.
Here's Shia LaBeouf drinking coffee, gazing out his window.
Exactly. I mean, you know, nothing. There's nothing scandalous going on because nobody can fuck each other or fuck each other over or anything like that. Can't even get within, you know, 6 feet of each other. So there's going to be nothing salacious for a while, unfortunately, unless somebody gets caught. Like jerking off in a car in a parking lot somewhere or something.
Well, that's not wearing a mask.
Without wearing
or gloves.
That would be, you know, some scandalous stuff.
All right.
If a celebrity punched another just random person in the street, do you think it would be more salacious that they punched the person or that they did it while not wearing a mask?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna try it today. I'm gonna go punch somebody with no mask on and see if
I can get once with the mask and once without. And
I'll see if I get some press while this is all going on.
Wear the hat.
I will. Oh, I will. Then I'll get Dusty Slay a little press as well.
There you go. That's
he was wearing a Dusty Slay hat.
Now, before we get out of here, because I know you got a busy day, you're out there enjoying the sunshine in California.
Yeah, unfortunately today, as you can see, not all that sunny, but we have a week of like 90 coming up, so it's going to be nice.
Nice. Nobody will be at the beach. You'll all be inside in your air conditioning.
Yeah, we just sit in our backyards or whatever.
Before you go, you have any predictions? Any predictions when you think this thing's going to end?
Well, I think there's going to be a loosening of I think we'll be able to go out and by the end of June. I'm going to say the end of June.
Okay.
Realistically, I know there are some places and I feel for these, but I don't know how you guys are up there. I don't know what the situation is where you guys live, but even here in Los Angeles, it's honestly not that bad. Like, we don't have the numbers we thought we were going to have death wise and stuff. So I get why people are, you know, starting to freak out. Like, why are the restaurants closed in Utah when they literally have zero cases?
Right.
You know, so, I mean, for those people, it might be different. They could maybe go out in the next couple of weeks. I don't know. But I don't think you see getting on a plane and going to do shows and stand-up, like you said earlier, this in 20, 2020.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Yeah. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's always nice to see you. And
it's always when nice to see you too, as well.
You know, we'll probably call you back by mid-June when we're just completely.
I hope so.
Anytime, when we get through the end of the guest list and start over again.
And yeah. Definitely make sure you're following Chris on social media. You want to see Quarantine, find him on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. Find me on Instagram. My podcast is called Cover to Cover. Just do it all. I mean, we have nothing else to do right now than look at shit like that. So do it.
Absolutely. And I'm going to send you the $50 to your Cameo for doing this appearance. Thank you, Chris.
It's only 25.
Oh, we'll get you twice then.
Yeah. All right, guys.